Blog Talk Radio.
As soon as I heard the title of that song, I knew there was something I liked about it. To Hell with the Devil. I'll second that any day of the week. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Catholic Defender Radio Program, our call for St. Michael the Archangel. The Archdiocese of Boston is responding to the Satanic Temple SatanCon event. Boston with a scheduled Eucharistic adoration, Catholic devotions, and intense prayer. At the direction of the Cardinal, Sean O'Malley, we are approaching it on a response balanced and focused on prayer, Archdiocesan spokesman Terrence Dillian told CNA on April 17th. SatanCon is a satanic temple called the event. It's sold out and is being held from Friday to Sunday, April 28th through 30th at the Boston Marriott Copley Place to celebrate the organization's history and values. The Satanic Temple, which according to its website is a political activist group known for protesting religious symbolism in public spaces and mocking Christianity by offering unbaptism and hosting black masses. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In other words, to hell with the devil. Oh, we have a musical interlude coming right up. Little Fleetwood Mac.
Kill the devil's sin.
Oh, do we have a Catholic defender, Quinn Spinn?
Yes.
When I pray the joyful mystery of the rosary, I think of Mary and how Jesus came to me. All she wanted was the Father's will and what had to be. When I pray the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary, I think of Jesus praying for me in agony. And if that moment could pass, but he knew it had to be. And I believe in the Lord God Almighty, creator of this earth, and in Jesus Christ his only Son, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. When I pray the glorious mystery of the rosary, I think of how he left the Holy Spirit so that we could still believe, so that we would desire to do the Father's will and what has to be. And I believe in the Lord God Almighty, creator of this earth, and in Jesus Christ his only Son, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. Our Father who art in heaven, hail Mary, full of
the Blessed Virgin Mary, of whom the devil is scared to death, made these promises to Saint Dominic and all who follow, that whatever you ask in the rosary will be granted. Whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary shall receive signal graces. I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. The rosary will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from the love of the world and its vanities, and will lift them to the desire for eternal things. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. Whoever shall recite the rosary devoutly, applying himself to the consideration of sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. God will not chastise him in his justice, and he shall not perish by an unprovided death. If he be just, he shall remain in the grace of God and become worthy of eternal life. Whoever shall have a true devotion for the rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the church. Those who are faithful to recite the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his graces. At the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. The faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. You shall obtain all you ask of me by the recitation of the rosary. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary will be aided by me in these necessities. I have obtained from my divine Son all the advocates of the rosary shall live for intercessors, the entire celestial court during the life and at the hour of death. All who recite the rosary are my sons and daughters and brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. Devotion of the rosary is a great sign of predestination. And we have another song. This one is special.
Well, Mike?
I'm here.
I think I got one more to end it with.
Okay. Noticed something. SatanCon is the Satanic Temple calls the event is sold out. You mean people have to buy tickets to go to this thing?
I guess.
We'll talk about 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah. And talking about baptism, you know, if a person's a baptized person, as Catholics, we believe that baptism forgives us and brings us into the household of faith. And when they unbaptize them, they're trying to do away with your baptism. That's horrible. And hosting black masses, it's It's horrible. And so,
you know, it would be interesting to take a look at the stock value of the Boston Marriott Company who's hosting this thing. I wonder what at the end of this weekend, I wonder what their stock value will be.
That'll be an interesting thing to look into, because what they're doing is just totally, well, it's demonic. Un-American. And so we must take a stand, as the Cardinal was calling for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is cropping up, seems like, all over. Like, it wasn't too long ago, they did this in Oklahoma, and the church did stand up. Thousands of Catholics went out there to protest. That's what needs to happen here, and we are part of that protest. And anybody listening to this is part of that protest.
Well, we've got to strike a balance, because the more we protest against it, and the more we stand up to it, the more publicity we wind up giving them.
Well, we're doing what the Cardinal called for.
Yeah, we're doing what the Cardinal asked us to do, and you have to make a response to things like this.
Yes. Well, Mike, we got a big one in the morning too. Another major. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. I'm not going to miss it, and you don't either.
No. And this is about, you know, Eucharistic adoration, novena too. And that's exactly our best defense against this trash.
Mm-hmm.
And the rosary. And I'm glad we actually shared the promises our Lord and our Lady give for praying the rosary. Thank you, Mike, for doing that.
Well, my voice is going to be on this side of the ledger, not on the other side.
Exactly. Exactly.
The last thing I'm going to be is Satan's press agent.
Yeah, really. Amen to that.
Boston Marriott Copley Place. Well, remind me never to stay there if I ever get to Boston.
Yeah, really. Definitely.
I wonder if they're going to have a procession with the Blessed Sacrament around the Boston Marriott Copley Place in Boston, and sprinkle holy water on the place.
That's kind of what we did here, in Oklahoma. We had Eucharistic adoration.
I heard about the one
at Mass.
I heard about the one there. They had a black mass. We had a real one.
That's right. And so, well, God bless you, Mike, and we'll see you in the morning.
Okay. Same bat time, same bat channel.
There you go. You be careful.
You too. And rest that voice.
Amen to that. God bless.
God bless. We'll see you in the morning. Bright and early.
There you go.
And don't you miss it. And don't you miss it either. We'll see you in the morning.
Yes. God bless you. Amen.